whole round world, there is only one, and I'm a one. I'm a one. I'm a one, I'm a one. The one they call the seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come to pass. I can do things to you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, predict the rain. Tell when a woman's got another man. I'm a one. I can talk these words that will sound so sweet. They will even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal a sick,
what?
Raise a dead.
Jerry Garcia.
Make the little girls talk out of their heads.
He's one. Johnny Rivers. Michigan Broadcast, Black Sheep Network, Kodiak hanging out at the board, technical director and studio engineer here. Johnny Height was handling the news. And my imaginary friend Tony talks to me through my middle finger. This just in from Donald Rumsfeld, a message to the kids of America. There is no Santa. Get real, children. We're living in tough times. Quit screwing around. Donald Rumsfeld also revealed today that beloved American actor Jimmy Stewart molested him in a D.C. restroom 36 years ago. That news has to sting. The good news is, afterwards, Stewart read Rumsfeld a poem about Jimmy's dog, and it kind of made up for it, Donald Rumsfeld said. So they called it even. Let's not let this sort of news out to the kids, huh? We are going to be hit by terrorists. We are going to have a nuclear explosion in this country. Terrorists will get nukes. They will attack us. Try to keep the news away from the children. These things have a way of terrifying them. Take it from me. I have some experience in this area. I was a child once myself. Why, I remember my pop, my dear pop saying to me, and I wouldn't advise this, you dads out there, don't say this to your children. He said to me, son, I don't think it'll happen in my lifetime, but I'm afraid in your lifetime the Ruskies are going to be running the show here. Don't tell a 10-year-old that, especially one with an imagination. So let's keep this news away from the kids. See what else we have here. Iraq, Iran, Syria, Libya, North Korea are developing weapons of mass destruction and will supply them to terrorists to which they are already linked, who will use them here in this country, Rumsfeld said. Well, what is he, a psychic? Couldn't you just say probably? Yeah. They will get their hands on them and they will use them, Rumsfeld told a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee. Meanwhile, at his White House briefing today, Press Secretary Ari Fleischer said he would like to change his name to Rick Lannan. What? Did I get that right? Ari Fleischer said he would like to change his name from Ari Fleischer to Rick Lannan. Ari Fleischer sounds like a tool one would use on stretch marks, the press secretary said. Huh. What does that have to do with the rest of this? Let's see what we got here. More and more public officials are making sobering warnings. Here's Director Robert Mueller of the FBI. There will be another terrorist attack. Oh, that was last night's report. Yeah. It's something we will all just have to learn to live with, he says. And we're just going to have to leave it and go on with our day and smile. It's going to happen. It's going to hurt. But it's the old pack up your troubles and the old kit bag strategy here. If you folks find yourself exploding due to a terrorist attack, just pretend you're on a carnival cruise with a family down in the Caribbean. Try not to notice that you're being killed. It'll be over shortly. That's FBI Director Bob Mueller, America's good humor man. He said suicide bombers like those who have attacked Israeli buses and restaurants are inevitable. Yeah. In fact, let's get going on that, he said. President Dick Cheney, joining in, said, it's a certainty the United States will be attacked again. You sense a pattern here? Are they feeling a little bad about not warning us about September 11th, trying to make up for it now? You people will die. China will take over. And you will not get on us for not warning you. Cheney, Rumsfeld, Ari Fleischer, Bob Mueller, Tom Ridge. Anyone else out there? Got a good word for the American people, huh? Pentagon Administrator Richard Wilmore said in a prepared statement today, well, look on the bright side, it's almost June. That means summer vacation for the kids. Damn straight, Mr. Wilmer. There, someone's got some good news. Way to put it in plain speak there. Can I call you Dick? Summer vacation is coming. So don't rain on the youngsters' parade with doom and gloom, huh? Don't dispense with all that doom and gloom when sweet lilacs are soon to bloom, when kids are racing from their schools to fill those lakes and those swimming pools. Hey, come on. Can we have some happy news? Can we please just have a little happy news for the children, for the children? Don't talk of death and don't talk of war. These youngsters deserve so much more. Don't ruin a beautiful spring day for those just coming out to play. Your words may stray, get in their way, ruin their may. Please don't say that it's going to happen. Oh, if you gotta say something, say what I say. No terrorism was found today. Tell the children that it's okay. Let them all go out and play. Oh, don't talk of death and don't talk of war. These youngsters, they deserve so much more. Don't ruin a beautiful spring day for the kids going out to play. Come on, Dick Cheney. Don Rumsfeld, Tom Ridge, Ari Fleischer, what do we call you now, Rick Lannon? Ari Fleischer knows Rick Lannon, the artist formerly known as Ari Fleischer. Don't worry about a terrorist. Take a cane pole to the Mississippi. Don't worry about a terrorist. None were found today. Come on, kids. Don't worry about nuclear war. The weather outside's no longer nippy. Don't worry about nuclear war. Go down to the river and play. What do we got? Last week for some kids, last couple of weeks for others. Summer's coming, leaves are on the trees, the lilacs. You got the nice weather. You got the ballparks. You got the playgrounds and the... No mushroom clouds. Is it too soon? With new warnings rekindling public jitters, moviegoers may not be up to watching a disturbingly realistic portrayal of a terrorist attack on U.S. soil. Is it too soon for this? We'll find out May 31st when The Sum of All Fears hits theaters. This is the Ben Affleck film based on a Tom Clancy novel. It features an all-too-believable nightmare scenario in which terrorists plant a nuclear bomb at the Super Bowl in Baltimore, attended by thousands of Americans, including the president. Shockingly, and against all Hollywood convention, against all the Hollywood conventions of 11th-hour reprieves, the bomb actually explodes and the screen fills with images of devastation. Wait a cotton-picking minute. You can't do that. You mean Ben Affleck doesn't save the day? Then what'd you put him in there for? You might as well just have had Willem Dafoe in there. And what'd you tell us for? Why'd you tell us the bomb explodes? We all would have been expecting him to cut the red wire and dismantle this thing. Actually, that would have been the ultimate surprise. Expecting the hero to save the day, and we watch the nuclear bomb go off and kill everyone. So much for the happy ever after Hollywood of yesteryear. I guess they're changing. They're now more into this despair thing. Sad, shocking endings that leave an audience hopeless. They're rewriting The Wizard of Oz, by the way. Dorothy will now be maimed and disfigured by flying monkeys. She never does see Kansas again. And she becomes, I believe, a sex slave to the Tin Man or something. And in the new version of It's a Wonderful Life, Jimmy Stewart abuses an adolescent in a YMCA restroom. As the end credits roll, no explanation given. Audiences leave reeling. Pardon the pun. Thanks, Hollywood. Anything we can do for you, just let us know, huh? Hollywood delayed the release of terror-themed films, such as Collateral Damage and Big Trouble, in the wake of the terrorist attacks last year. But they're now betting that there's been a public mood shift. We want more of that back. Disney's going to release Bad Company this summer. That's a movie starring Anthony Hopkins in which terrorists plant a nuclear bomb in Grand Central Terminal. That one goes off, too. In fact, from now on, the rule in Hollywood is all bombs explode. If you're going to snip the blue or the red wire, you get the wrong one now, from now on. Boom. The only thing that rides off triumphantly into the sunset from now on is radiation. In fact, Hollywood has a new movie coming out called Simply Radiation. It shows the future of our planet looking strikingly similar to the surface of the moon. The good news is we all get out our moon rovers. And that's kind of neat. Now, the bad news is the DNR quickly makes a rule outlawing them because of the damage they do to the environment. This is the old broadcast. 646 Talk, the number in St. Paul, if you care to call the old broadcast. My name's Mishke. I'm a broadcast outcast. Outside the capital city, you can dial 1-877-615-1500. That gets you to Kodiak. Kodiak filters you through to me, provided you're not normal. All right.